Hello, my name is Amber Sanders, and today is October 8th, 2023. Joining me today is Abu Bakar from Ghana via Zoom. Today we are going to be getting to know his life as an ESL student. My goal is to hear about the reasonings behind leaving their country and coming to America, also to learn why they chose to study at Tulsa Community College. So I would like to just start with getting a little bit of a background story of you. Where did you come from? And is it more of a rural or is it more of a urban setting?
Yeah, it's not urban city. Like, I'm from the city. I'm from Ghana, and I'm from a city called Kumasi, which is the second largest city in Ghana. Accra is the capital city or capital town of Ghana. So I'm from Kumasi, which is a good city. Like, it's not like country, as you said.
That's pretty cool. So I do know that in Ghana, they're kind of having a little bit of issues. Give me just one moment. So I've read that in some of the cities, they have like mud homes and the tin roofs. Now, is that going to be where you were from, or is your structures more of like the US structures?
No, like where I'm from is very, very pretty and cool country. Now, let me say city. Like, it's so fine. There is a lot of peace where I'm from. I don't know about anything you are talking about right now, because like we have some cities. Like, there is a, let me say, it's a conflict. Like, it's a tribal conflict between two tribes. Yeah, which is not all in the country. So it is only from that side. I think it's upper north or upper east. I don't know exactly where it's, but where I'm from is very kind, peaceful, and pretty city.
Okay. I was reading that there was a economic crisis going on because there was a $3 billion loan from the IMF, and that there's been some protests going on around that too. So I heard there was just a few things going on over there, but
Yeah, it's true. Like, there is a crisis, economical crisis in Ghana right now. But I left Ghana since 2021. I was in school in Libya. So, like, I just read it. I also read as you read. Like, so I didn't feel it. But I think from the way people react on it from like on social media, you can see that there is an economic crisis in Ghana, and it's very, very true. Like, the country is in hardship right now. Yeah. So hopefully election is like we I think election is the next election will be 2026 or 2025. Hopefully we will get to change the government, because yeah, it is not working like good, and it is not going pretty well. Yeah.
yes, it looks like you guys are going to be having an election December of next year. So
Yeah.
hopefully something happens there. So
Yeah.
you studied in Libya?
Yeah, I stayed in Libya. Like, I was like, let me say, currently I'm working on my master's. Yeah, in Libya. Yeah,
You're
in
working on your
Islamic.
master's
Yeah, in Islamic finance.
in Islamic finance. That's
Yeah.
pretty cool. And so you went to Libya to get your master's or to start working on your master's.
Yeah, I went there to get my master's. Yeah. So, like, I took my Islamic studies, my degree, my bachelor's degree at Niger, which is the western part of Africa. And I graduated 2019. And due to the coronavirus, I couldn't get the chance to pursue my master's. So, yeah, I left Ghana 2021 to Libya for me to pursue my master's. And currently, I'm working on my thesis, which is like Islamic ruling on cryptocurrency. Like, I want to know what is the Islamic idea, like what is the Islamic rule on cryptocurrency? Is it like, can a Muslim bid or can a Muslim like trade into cryptocurrency? So, and most of the important references and sources are written in English language. Yeah, I'm talking about the cryptocurrency. So, And America is one of the countries that they deal with cryptocurrencies. So this is where I decided to come to America, like to advance in English language and to upgrade my English language for me to able to complete or to accomplish my thesis. So, and I chose America because the environment will help me a lot getting much information on my thesis, which is related to cryptocurrency. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we kind of ventured off a little bit there. I would like to circle back around to some of these other questions I had for you. So you left Ghana to go to Libya for schooling. What was schooling like in Ghana though before you had left?
Yeah, like Ghana is a democracy country. Therefore, everyone has the right to choose what he wants to learn and what he wants to become. So, like, we are colonized by the Britain. So, like, there is English language in Ghana. So I learned and I studied English language in Ghana, but I didn't study it that much. So, and therefore there is Islamic studies because I'm a Muslim. So there is Islamic studies. So I was so focused on Islamic studies other than the, like, let me say, secular studies, which is like English language and others. So education in Ghana is quite cool. Like, people educated very well in Ghana. So I decided to go to the Islamic studies. So I studied the primary, like, I think, which is elementary here, and the senior high in Ghana. So, and I went for my, like, bachelor's degree in Niger, where this is that was 2015 when I left Ghana to Niger. Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. So you're able to pick and choose if you want to do the English studies or the Islamic studies.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we have, like, in Ghana, we have Islamic schools, which, like, a child, or let me say, a student will learn the English language. Like, he will go to school and he will learn the Islamic studies too. And we have schools that they don't have Islamic studies. Like, yeah, they only focus on the English, or let me say, the secular part. So that's how it is. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Alrighty. So, you've already answered a few of my questions. I was going to ask what was the reason for leaving your country, but I mean, you plan on just doing your schooling. I do have another question. Does your family still live in Ghana, or did they move with you?
No, my family stays. Like, what kind of family are you talking about? Like, you talk about my whole family, like my dad and mother
So
and siblings, or extended family or nuclear family.
let's
Because right
do.
now, all of my families, like, they are in Ghana. Yeah, no one moved there, like, with me. But I have an uncle who is living here in Tulsa. So in the first place, I had admission. So let me say, I got admission in New York City, City College of New York. And I don't know anyone from New York. So I decided to transfer my program from New York City to Tulsa because I have a relative here in Tulsa. Yeah, but apart from that, I don't have any family here in America apart from my uncle. Yeah.
So everyone stayed in Ghana except
Yeah,
for your uncle.
everyone stays in Ghana.
Does any of your siblings or say like your mother plan on coming out here to visit you or plan on moving, or do they just want to stay in Ghana?
No. My family doesn't want to move. Yeah, like, they love their country. They love Ghana. They don't want to move, especially my mother. Yeah, she loves her country very well, and she doesn't even she didn't even never she never thought about leaving her country. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Like that.
awesome.
Yeah.
So, do you at least get to stay in contact with them?
Yeah, I do still stay in contact with them. So that's why WhatsApp is my best app on my phone. Like, we took this in class. My and professor once asked us, what's your best app on your phone and why? And I chose WhatsApp, and I told them because my family is very, very important to me, and this is the only way for me to get contact with my family. So I love WhatsApp, and moreover, we have a group on WhatsApp that we used to learn on it. Yeah, so WhatsApp is my best app on my phone.
That's pretty cool. So would you say that you talk to them on a daily basis, or is it a weekly basis? How close are you with your family?
Yeah, I think we often talk about, let me see, every 2 days, like, 2 days. I used to get contact with my mother every 2 days. Yeah,
That's
because
pretty
of
cool.
the time differences, like we cannot talk anyhow like that. Because sometimes here, yeah, it's in the morning and maybe they are sleeping. Me too, maybe here, like it's in the morning. I also like I'm sleeping and it is in the morning in Ghana. So because of the time difference, so maybe 2 days we used to talk to each other.
I understand that. Yeah, the time difference sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
So do any of your siblings attend college?
My siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister, she graduated from high school, and all of my siblings are businessmen. Like, yeah, they are businessmen. They're like, they are into onions. Like, they bring onions from Niger to Ghana. So they are businessmen, like, but they are educated, but they are not, like, let me see, in another way, they are not much educated, but yeah, they know they can write, they can read,
I gotcha.
are not illiterate and they are not well educated.
Well, do they plan on coming to America and doing it?
No, I
Or
don't think so. No.
you
They
don't
are
think so?
family, like they build family, they are all married and they are families and they are happy marriage and they love their family and they are cool, like they are stable, they are economically stable, so they don't need to move on.
I getcha. Well, so when you came to America, what was your first impressions?
Yeah, I love, like, my first impression is I love the way people here, like, they just smile on a stranger they don't know. And I was like, wow, how can you just smile on me? How can you just smile at me and you don't know me? And I asked my uncle, I said, like, people just see me and smile, they don't know me. She said, no, that's their culture. Like, so that's one thing I love about American culture, is my first impression here in America. Yeah, when I came here in America. Yeah, so I like, and I got to know that people do respect time here. Yeah, people do respect time here. Like, people work with time. So yeah, these are some of my impressions, yeah, so far.
Awesome. So have you felt welcomed since coming to America?
Pardon me?
Have you felt welcomed since coming to America?
I didn't understand. Can you put it in?
Have you felt accepted in coming to America? Have people treated you nicely, been generous to you, been nice?
Yeah, like that's I like I didn't make friends here. Like, I didn't socialize much when I came here. Yeah, I'm always in indoors, but like I can say people are cool here in America. I didn't face anything like bad so far. Yeah, I didn't I like as I said earlier, like people get just smile at you, which is good. Yeah, which is good. Yeah, so I think I didn't face anything bad, or no one like reacted bad towards me, or on yeah.
Well, that's good because sometimes people do get discriminated against, and so it's always nice to feel welcomed and
But and discrimination is everywhere in the world. Like, you
oh,
shouldn't. The
yes.
best thing, or let me say, the best thing is like you shouldn't mind. Sometimes you shouldn't like take your mind there. Discrimination is everywhere. So even people, like people from the same continent, like they discriminate each other. So that's cool. So just mind your business. Just focus on why are you here. So sometimes I say, why am I here? I'm not here for that. So I'm focused on why am I here, to achieve my goal and then go. That's all. So, and they are like, good people are everywhere, and bad people are everywhere too.
Yes, definitely. All right. So, my next question would be, what has been the biggest challenge since coming to America?
Wow, that's a pretty question. Honestly, my big challenge here is like, let me see, like the system, yeah, like the American system. I still didn't understand like how the system is working, and that's my big challenge. But yeah, that's my big challenge. I
What do you
don't
mean, the American system?
like. I don't know the culture very well. I don't know because, as I said earlier, I don't socialize much. So, yeah, it's a big challenge. And I just came in America. So, for you to talk about challenges and for you to talk about, let me say, advantage and disadvantage, you have to like know the country or the city very well. So, I don't socialize. Like, I'm always indoors. So in America, and let me say, yeah, one of my big challenges too is like here in America, everyone like doesn't interact with everyone. Like you can be with your neighbor and you don't know him. You can just walk on your neighbor and you can't even greet him. He will just he will not say hi. And in my country, it's not like that. In my country, like people are very, very cool where you can greet anyone. Like your neighbor, you can just go to your neighbor and knock his door and say, "I'm here. I'm just here to say hello." But here in America, like you cannot just walk to someone's apartment and knock and say, "I wanted to say hello." He can like you can be a suspect or he will be there's a lot of suspicious and he will be like something you want to harm him or something like that. So it's a big challenge for me because I didn't adapt yet to the culture and to the system. So when I'm talking about the system, I'm talking about the culture and how people interact with each other and how people deal with each other. Yeah.
I would understand that, yeah, because the society here, you don't just walk up to random people and act like your best friends. And so it's definitely taken a moment for me to get to know my neighbors, and I can't say I know them all. So what I'm going to go into schooling now. What made you decide to do TCC versus, say, a university or any other college? And we even have online options. Why not pick an online option?
Yeah, because let me talk about the online options. Like when you want to learn a language. Like it's very, very important to be in an environment. So environment is very, very important in learning any language. So learning language online is not much effective like you coming into person. Because when you are taking the course in person, you get to talk with people. Before you reach the school, you'll be talking to people. You will meet different people with different culture. You don't speak the same language. So you have to speak English anytime. But when I'm online, I will just go online and learn. After that, I will go to the same people that they don't speak English. And I will go to speak my language, my native language. So there's no effect. There's no any improvement. So that's why me, I don't like me personally, I don't like learning online. Yeah, because it's not much effective.
It's impersonal.
But it has its like there's pros and cons for online like studying, but I think the pros are not that much. So that's one. Yeah, and two, I chose TCC because when I came here in America, I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone apart from my uncle. And my uncle, he lives in Tulsa. And TCC too is in Tulsa, and TCC is only the school offering ESL for international students in Tulsa.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
TCC is only this like school offering ESL in Tulsa. So for international students, and that's two. And number three, and I think is the last one, is the like it's affordable and cheap. It's affordable and cheap as compared to the other universities and other states. And life is like not expensive here in Tulsa as compared to New York City. So this is the major reasons, some of the major reasons why I chose DCC and why I chose TULSA.
I gotcha. Me a second. So, how long have you been attending TCC?
Months and a couple of weeks. So let me say a month and a half.
A month and a half. And so, in this month and a half, has TCC been what you expected? I don't know if you had a standard for TCC, but has it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool question. Yeah, it's good. Like I was cool with DCC, yeah, and everything I expected, like let me say, it is in TCC because when international student came in to different, like let me say, different city or different country, he would like to treat it well. So like the staffs are very very cool and they are very very helpful. Yeah, they are very very cool. They are very very nice. They are nice people. So that's one. And two, the teachers are very, very good, especially, yeah, Miss, let me see, Professor Kate. She's the one like teaching us the grammar, the speaking, no, the grammar and the speaking and the writing. She's very, very cool. She's one of the best English teachers I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. We're gonna have to
Yes.
let her know that one.
Yes.
And so you would definitely say that the ESL program at TCC has helped you out in
Yeah,
just the past couple of months.
because I wasn't fluent in English language, but I just took this, or I just started taking this course a month and a couple of weeks, and hopefully I'm talking very well as compared before I joined TCC. So I think it's very, very effective. Yeah, it's cool.
Well, I think you speak very clearly. I mean,
Yeah.
you're doing great. So
Yeah.
I think it's doing well. I don't know what you were at the beginning, so I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Has there been any disadvantages that you've experienced in the ESL program so far?
I don't think so. I think everything is cool. Yeah, I think everything is cool. But you cannot say everything is 100%. But I think in general, it is cool and it is good. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I would like to get on to what your future plans are after the TCC ESL program.
Yeah, currently, my future or what I want to be is like to complete my thesis and get my master's degree program. After that, I will know what to do. Maybe if I would like to continue in TCC, take another major in TCC, I will do that. Yeah, so that's what I think. But right now, I didn't decide yet, but maybe I will continue if I get any major, which is good. I will continue. But right now, I'm here. I'm in TCC for ESL program. Yeah, only.
So, if you were to go for another major, what would it be?
Yeah, like I would like to go for public relations. Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
That would be
public
pretty
relations.
cool. You think you can get in front of people and talk to them and
Yeah, I like that. I love that.
that'd be awesome.
I love meeting new peoples, like, and I love to know like different cultures and learn from them, because every culture has its own negative, like every culture has advantages and disadvantages. So when you combine, or when you learn a lot of cultures and combine them and choose the better ones, you will be a better man, or let me say, you will be a better person. Yeah, so that's why I love learning about cultures. Yeah.
Awesome. Looking back at your decisions, would you have changed anything about coming to America or even just coming to TCC?
Hey, please come again.
Looking back at your decisions of moving here and coming to Tulsa, would do you change anything? Say, like, would you decide to go to another school or maybe another city and do it all over again?
Yeah, it depends. It depends. Maybe when this come, maybe I'll like to change the city. Like, it depends on the circumstances and the situations. So, for example, I was in New York and I changed the city to Tulsa. Depends on my situation. So, it goes with my situations and circumstances. So, if the circumstances change and the situation change and it requires like it requires for me to change a city, I will change a city. And maybe it requires for me to change a school, I will change a school. But for now, I would say TCC is a good place for a student, especially an international student, to learn. Yeah. So,
Oh, that's awesome to know. It looks like we are coming up on our time, though. Is there anything important that you would like to share with others or a message you would like to pass on to another ESL student?
The message that I have, like, always when I had, let me say, when I had this opportunity, like, to talk to people, like, or to give an advice, I just talk about, like, humility. Like, sometimes, always, I talk about humility. As for a student, there are something that you have to get for you to acquire knowledge very well. So, as for a student, not ESL student only, students in general, you have to respect, like you have to respect your professors because they give you a lot. You have to respect the people within you, the other students. We are from different country and different cultures. You have to respect the cultures of others. You have to know how to communicate with people. And all these are important. So because in ESL, especially in ESL class, you can meet someone, he has a like he's a big person in his country. He just came here for English program. Maybe back in his country, like he's a professor, maybe he's a businessman, maybe he has like a big family, he's married, he's not a child. So you have to know how to interact with people. You know, you have to learn how to communicate, how to respect. So all that, it requires humble. Like you have to, or humility, you have to be humble. So that's why it was said, like, for you to build a tower that will pierce into the sky, lay first the foundation of humility. So that's the message I will give to myself, or let me say that's an advice I will give to myself and the other students in ESL. And we have to take our like our class very, very serious. And so one thing is like, let me say this, the last thing I'll say. We are paying, right? You are paying, like you pay to read. So therefore, a professor, or let me say the school can decide like to not be serious with you. Like they can just collect the money and just teach you anyhow. But one thing I realize in TCC is, yeah, they know that you are paying. And they are making sure that you will benefit. They take the lessons very, very serious. And that's one thing that